Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian versus Brian, episode 241, Sinners. Or, you could also, in parentheses, what was the director's name? Coogler. Coogler presents From Dusk Till Dawn.
From Dusk Till Sinners.
Very similar vibes in the two movies. It's not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing at all, yes.
Being compared to From Dusk Till Dawn is definitely not a nail in a coffin type sentence. So, Sinners. Yeah, this is Ryan Coogler's first original movie. So that's interesting. You get to see, we've seen a little bit from him with Black Panther and Black Panther 2. And then what was that? Whatever station he did with
Michael B. Jordan, based on the true story,
So and Creed, now we get a little, Creed, and we get to see a little bit more of like what he wants to do because he's writing and directing. So when this come out, April 18th, 2025, budget 90 to 100 million, box office is 61 million. I'm hoping that number goes up because I think this movie deserves to get seen in a theater. It's pretty dang cool. Began developing in his production company Proximity Media. Jordan was then cast. Warner Brothers acquired distribution rights the next month following a bidding war because we got Coogler and Jordan together.
Yeah. Oh shit,
it's gonna be gold.
Yeah, they've done every movie together. Yeah. Then every movie that he's done, Michael B. Jordan's been in it.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't even realize until I started looking at his filmography. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, they have a pretty deep relationship here. Mm-hmm. They're building up. Yeah, so what we got here? It's, how did it start? I'm forgetting the first scene.
Oh yeah, there's like an exposition with all this art, and it's voiceover talking about like the power
that was kinda
of music
weird.
And how it can it can heal cultures, but it can also bring in some spiritual demons or whatever.
Yeah, different cultures call them different things.
The
Ayahuasca tribe called them risers or something. It's people playing beautiful music that can bring together ancestors and spirits, but sometimes it can bring evil. And then you get two red eyes during the animation. I was not expecting that. I was like, okay, this is interesting. It's not where I thought we were going to start this movie. And then we go into, we got Michael B. Jordan playing dual roles, and in the first trailer, they don't let you know that, and then they kind of reveal that secret in, like, the later trailer.
Yeah.
Kind of wish I didn't know that going into it. That would have been kind of fun.
Totally. Yeah, there's a lot that gets... That first trailer was perfect in terms of selling a movie, because you didn't know what it was about. It was weird. But then the second trailer came out, and it just, like, gave you a lot. I was like, oh, man.
And that's what hooked me, because I was like, I don't know. I remember talking to you about it. I was like, I don't know if they're racists coming up on this building or zombies or monsters, but it looks dope. And I like that I don't quite know. So, yeah, they got he plays Smoke and Stack. The Smokestack brothers.
I love that. Smoke and Stack.
And I hate movies where the person plays two people, especially twins. It never quite works out right, but this worked pretty good. It looked good.
Yeah.
I don't know how they did it, or if he's playing one role and with a double, and then playing the other role, or plays one at a time completely, and then they just put him in. I don't know, but it turned out pretty damn good.
Yeah, it's pretty flawless. Yeah, I don't know how they did it or what they used, but yeah, it's pretty seamless.
But the only thing is, it's hard to decipher who's who, so they keep like Smoke in blue like almost the whole time, like a blue hat or a blue vest, and they got Stack, and I think he's got a red vest, sometimes a red hat, and I think he has a gold tooth or something.
Stack has gold teeth.
So they make it a little easier to try and figure out who you're watching. But it's 1932. I think it's set in in like Mississippi or something. And I guess they return to the Mississippi Delta after years in Chicago using money they stole from gangsters. And that gets kind of revealed slowly that they have this money from stealing it. Yeah, I think one of our first scenes is them looking at a sawmill and this old dude, old white man. And there's a, oh yeah, they're looking at it. It's like, what's on the floor? And it's like a blood stain or something.
Yeah, I think so.
And then he's like, I don't know. It's like, well, did you ever wash the floors? Sure. And he spits a big old dip out on him. And like, you know, more and more I deal with you boys, more and more it seems like you ain't exactly ready to buy. I thought this was a, we're here to buy, purchase, visit. And then he called them boys. And then Smoke was like, there ain't no boys here, just men.
Yeah.
And he like grabs his gun. And then the other brother, Stat, goes around him and has his gun. He's like, hey, I meant nothing by it now. That's just how we talk
Yeah,
down
that's how
here.
we're talking around here.
And he's
Yeah.
like, we'll take it. Throws the money at him. Wow. But let me tell you, if we see any of you or your clan boys on this property, you just take one step over the property line, we'll shoot you dead where you stand. He's like, there ain't no clan no more, boys. Come on now. That's a thing of the past. This is
Yeah.
1932. We're
Yeah.
past
Yeah.
this.
I don't have a cut to their reaction, and it was just like, sure. Oh, I forgot that we forgot the after the kind of exposition art thing, we got a small scene where this guy drives up on a church and he opens the door and he's like covered
Oh,
in
yeah.
blood. He's got a big ass gash on his cheek, and he walks up to a preacher and he's like, oh, what does he say? Something like the devil's got a hold of him. And then we cut to some text that says earlier that day or one day earlier, either one of those, we're introduced to Smoke and Stack. So we've established something, ha something awful happens in this day, but we don't know how it on kind of how it unfolds.
Yeah, and that ends up being their cousin Sammy, called Preacher Boy,
Preacher boy.
for the fact that my dad is a preacher. Okay. He's an aspiring guitarist, and he has a really nice guitar. And one of them old timey with the silver circle on it and the gold buckles and mother of pearl inlays and whatnots.
Yeah.
And they meet back up with him. I don't quite remember why they needed him. I think they're just meeting up with him because he's their little cousin and they like him. Because
I
they
think the
don't.
purpose is that they know he's an aspiring guitarist and they want him as like the main attraction for the night. Because their whole thing is coming back to the deltas that they're going to open up a joint and have music, and I think he the preacher boy is who they're grabbing to play music. He's one of a couple, but
I think they're just wanting to hang out with him because he's finally old enough to like drink and do stuff. Because they're kind of establishing that when they left, he was very young, just a boy. Because they don't know they know he plays guitar. They don't know he's that good. It's because he like reveals it in the car with
Yeah,
Stack,
I love
and
that
then
scene. Yeah.
Stack's like, "Woo,
That's so good. We
boy!"
gonna make money tonight.
Yeah, it's like a
So good.
genuine excitement.
Yeah, that look he gives them too in that scene.
Howl,
Oh man.
damn boy!
That's so good.
Oh yeah, when he starts singing, "Move, no, no, no!" Just,
Yeah.
God damn, where'd you learn them hymns?
It's awesome.
Yeah, so that's when he's like, "Okay, yeah, you're playing tonight," and he didn't plan on. He's like, "Oh," because they got this other musician they're trying to get. Don't remember his name.
Delta Slim.
Oh yeah, Delta Slim. And singer Pearlene, with Sammy takes a liking to, and they're kind of meeting. I don't remember why they're at the. Is it at the train station or something? They kind of meet Pearlene. Oh,
Yeah,
I think
they're
they're.
there to recruit Delta Slim. That's where his like hang out to get money or whatever. Yeah, they're trying to recruit Delta Slim,
And
which is a
he's
cool
yeah.
scene too.
You still play them keys? Yeah, some people say that. Well.
Yeah,
This Saturday, how would you like to make $20? There's throwing around figures like $20, and people
yeah,
lose their fucking minds. And he's like, No, I got a gig. He's like, I know that gig ain't paying no $20 a day. He's like, yeah, they ain't. But they've been paying me $7 a day for the last 10 years, and they're going to be open for another 10 years. I don't know if your joint going to be here tomorrow. Okay? And then he's like, oh, yeah, that's how he convinces him. And they gave me free, what do they call it? Fucking corn liquor or something.
Yeah, it was like Irish beer, if I remember right, or
Yeah,
Italian
but
beer, something.
what he says he gets from his other venue, they give him
Oh,
free like
yeah.
mash liquor, really cheap swill, hooch. And he's like, well, what about this? He's like, what is that there? He's like, this is a, was that, this is an Italian? No, that's the Italian wine and,
Irish beer
oh
kind
yeah,
of thing?
Irish beer. This
Yeah.
is an Irish beer. Like,
From
Irish
Chicago,
beer?
yeah.
You kidding me? He's like, nope. Go ahead, take a try of that. And he's like, ooh, like I got 500 more bottles of that, ice cold.
I wonder if I give you
What
$20 a night. He like
about?
amps it up.
And all the Irish beer you can drink. And he's like, oh, it sounds pretty good. And then, yeah, I think he's like, her cousin Sammy. He's like, yeah, he plays the guitar too. He could help you. And he's like, he looks at him, you play the blues, boy? I guess I do, sir. And he's got this really low voice, this young man. And he's like, "Would you like me to show you?" Fuck no.
Yeah,
You
put
play
that
that
fucking guitar
guitar. You put
away.
that. You play that guitar right here. I'll kill you where you stand.
Yeah.
This is my spot.
So
And then
good.
I kind of the brothers are all, "We'll fucking cut you down right here." Threaten him again. He's like, "Come on, man. I'm just playing." Yeah, but I remember they did it. That he sees, Sammy sees Pearlene and starts talking to her, and he's like, "You coming tonight?" And she's like, "Maybe." And he's like, kind of, I don't know. He's not really hitting. He's 1930s hitting on her, which is speaking to
Yeah.
her. And she's like, "You know, I got a husband." And he's like, "Oh, do you? Where he at?" And he don't worry about it. Don't get smart. And then, yeah, and then I think also at this time that what the heck is her name? The white chick shows up.
Oh, Mary? I think her name is Mary.
Yeah.
Haley Steinfeld.
Yeah. I don't remember her name. Let's hope it's
Here, I'll look it up
that.
as you go.
But she shows up. And then there's obviously some history with her and who, which one is it? Stack.
Stack,
Yeah.
yeah.
Like they were, had a thing, but, and then, you know, he says, oh yeah, and I like how Sammy, I don't remember, I think it's at the end when she's leaving after they already had their discussion, and because he comes and tells Stack, there's some white girl looking at you, and he's like, oh god damn it, you sure she's white? She's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure she white. And then afterwards, when she leaves, I don't remember what he called her ass, but he had a weird old term for it. I seen her paunch. Maybe she wasn't white after
So good. Oh,
But yeah,
Mary.
she
Yeah,
comes.
her name is Mary.
Mary?
Yeah.
Yeah, she comes up and talks to Stack, and you left me. I waited for you. And he's like, maybe you didn't hear the part where I said, don't fucking wait for me.
Yeah, get the fuck on, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, no, I heard it. You just stuck your tongue so far in my vagina and fucked me so hard I thought you had forgot. And he's like, woman, you better watch your tongue around here. All it
So
takes
good.
the wrong white folk to hear what you're saying and fucking kill you and me.
Yeah.
She's like, are you scared? He's like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'm scared. Not for me, for you. Because I love you. I want you to be safe. That's why I set you up with that banker. Or whatever the fuck he says. I don't love him. It's like, who gives a, you don't gotta love him. Bitch, you got a house, you got a business, that's all you need. Yeah, and he tells her to fuck off again. And so that's our introduction to Mary and our what we think might be her leaving. Yeah. Mary has a resentment for Stack abandoning her when he left Chicago. Do do do
We got
do.
Smoke going to town. That's a pretty fucking, that's a pretty fun scene, yeah.
Oh, was it just, it's both of them at this point. Yeah. Smoke and Stack. Go to
No,
town.
they
No?
so I think before all three of them, they pick up Sammy, and they go to like a cornfield, and there's like a truck out there, And so I think Smoke was like, we don't have time to like do all this shit. Like we don't have, and Stack's like, it's got to be tonight. Like we're doing this tonight. And he's like, okay, we'll split up. You take Sammy and go do all the things you need to do. I'm going to go do the thing that I need to do. So like while Stack and Sammy are driving around, getting some people, Delta Slim is one of two people they grab. While Smoke goes into town to get some store owners to make a sign and I think food. And yeah, there's a fun scene where
Yeah, it's
he
great.
pulls up and sees this little girl or this young woman sitting out, and he's like, "Hey, come here. Do you know how to tell time?" She's like, "Yeah."
Well, first she says, "Do you know who the Stack Brothers
Oh,
are?"
yeah, that's what. Yeah.
She said, "Yeah." And she said, "Well, I'm Smoke." And she immediately gets fear in her eyes and
Yeah.
backs up. He said, "No, don't worry.
It's all right.
Come on now, I'm trying to put money in your pocket."
So good.
And he's like, "I need someone to wash this truck. So if you sit up in this truck and watch for anybody that look at it a little bit too long and lean on this horn, if they do, I'm gonna give you 10 cent for every, what do you say?
Every minute that he was gone, yeah.
Every minute I'm away." And you can do math, right? And she's like, "Yeah." And she's like, "Yeah, I'll do it." And he's like, "That's not how you gotta negotiate. I just said 10 cent. You're supposed to come back with another number." And she's like, "50 cent." And he's like, "God damn, 20 cent. That's it. 20 cents." And then yeah, he goes to the storekeeper, and I like that the Asian storekeepers are fun. Damn it, what the hell were their names? Did it?
I can look
Yeah,
those up too.
this Asian store owner. I just thought it was funny that they got the stereotype of the Asians owning the quick stops. Even in the 30s, they own it. It's like him and his wife. And their younger daughter, and they own the shop. And he comes in. Oh, is that Smoke? And you think maybe there's some history between them that's bad. But then he embraces him. Oh, you been, brother? Where you been? Oh, Chicago finally blew your ass back, didn't it? And he's got kind of a black swagger to this Asian's talk because he's obviously lives there, and seems to be well liked amongst the community. And yeah, and he's like, "What you need?" He's like, I need catfish for what, 100 people or 200 people, something like that." He's like, "Man, that's a lot. That's gonna be a lot of money." And he's like, "I got money." He's like, "Okay, where'd you get this money?" He's like, "Oh, did you hit it big at the casino out in Chicago and come home?" He's like, "Yeah, we hit it big, but not as you might think." And so right there, he's insinuating that he robbed a casino, and I don't think that's a true story. I think we get more of that a little bit later. Yeah, and then he hears the horn outside of God damn it. Goes out there, and there's a she's like, "They robbing the truck. I told them not to." And there's a guy in the truck, and he pops him in the ass, and he turns around, "Ah, God damn it!" And he's like, "Smoke, what the hell?" He's like, "What are you doing boosting my truck? Because I didn't know it was your truck." And then the girl's like, "I told you it was the Smokestack Twins truck." He's like, "I didn't believe her, Smoke. You guys are supposed to be gone." And then there's another guy, like kind of far away, like keeping watch or helping the robbery. That's his friend. And then he just shoots him in the leg. Like, "God damn it, why'd you do that?" It's like, "I can't have you almost robbing my truck and walking away without a bullet hole." And then
I
everybody.
love how Smoke's like, "How you been?" He's like, "Well, I was doing all right up until you shot me in the
What am I gonna do, man? I ain't got no money. I'm gonna get sepsis or some shit."
ass."
And then he goes into the Asian dude. He's like, "Hey, I just shot two motherfuckers in the front. They gonna live, but they gonna need some patching up. You got somebody that can do that?" "Yeah, I got somebody that can do that." Hands him some money. And then I like how the his Asian wife is, I don't know, I think they got two shops, and they
Yeah, I
kind of.
think so. Yeah, across the
And
street.
she, yeah, and she comes from the other one. I think they got like a sign making business and then a food shop, like a general store. And then she comes over and sees that Smoke is there. It's like, "Yeah, I saw two people look like they have been shot outside. I'm sure that's your doing." He's like, "Yeah, sorry about that. They're gonna get fixed up. Anyways, I was just here to get all this catfish from y'all, and I also need a favor from you. I need a sign made very quickly. She's like, well, it's going to cost you for quick. He's like, okay, how much? And I think she says he wants to pay like 10.
10 or something, yeah, something low.
Yeah, and she's like 15. And he's like, 15? She's like, you want it done quick? And then he's like, oh, and we only have one color. One color? Like 14. 14.50.
Yeah, what color is it? Red. All right, 14, and give me that flower on that desk, and we'll call it a deal.
She's like, you got it. So, yeah, so now they got food, they got a sign, they got some entertainment, and then we're gonna pop over to Smoke and what he's recruiting. Did it, dude? Yeah, dude, who were the
Oh,
Grace?
cornbread. They go get cornbread.
Yeah, Grace and Bo.
Grace and Bo are the, yeah, the Asian stop.
Grace and Bo were the Asians, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they go get cornbread together once they're finally back, right? No?
No,
Stack gets cornbread?
they're still separated. Stack, Delta Slim, and Sammy go get cornbread, and then Smoke goes to his ex's house. Or his old house, his ex-wife, I presume, or ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, let's do the smoke part, and then we'll jump to the
Okay,
other stack part. So, Smoke goes down this old ass fucking road to this little shack, and meets this I don't know, kind of bigger black lady, and you can tell there's some history there because he first stops outside, and there's like a little gravestone, like a rock with a handprint on it,
Yeah,
and
it's
a
a little
bottle of
baby
milk.
print. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he
He said,
said, Papa's
Daddy's
here.
home, or Dad,
Or something
Papa's
like
home, yeah.
that. Yeah. And so you're like, okay, right. And then it goes in. But there's this tension between them. You don't assume that it's their baby
Yeah,
because there
yeah.
seems to be this tension. Like she's a friend, but not quite that close. An old friend that maybe doesn't like him anymore. I don't know. There's something between them. And they're talking and. I don't know. You get this hint that she's like a voodoo witch doctor type of lady, creating potions and shit out of herbs and stuff, and believes
Yeah.
in all this kind of stuff. And why does he need her? Oh yeah, he wants her to cook.
Yeah.
She's a, she's a black lady. She know how to fry up some catfish real good, obviously. He knows that. Because he knows her, and that's kind of where we know. And she says, oh yeah, he tries to. Oh, because somebody comes and buys something, right, and gives her weird money. And I think we later on in the movie establish that that's like the plantation money.
Yeah.
Like the people on the plantation get paid that, and they could it spends at like the general store, but like nowhere else. It's not American currency. And he's like, here, fuck that. She, oh yeah, she pulls out that razor blade and like puts it to his throat. You better give me my money back. This ain't money. I give you real money. I don't want your dirty money. Okay, I know where it came from. I know how much blood is on it. There's blood on this money, not as much as yours.
there's blood on every money, yeah. As much as yours.
Yeah, and then I think I think she was like, you should be dead and the way you live your life and some shit like that. And he's like, well, I'm here now. I made it back. And she's like, you ever think the reason why you made it back is there was someone praying for you every day? And I'm saying she said something about I don't know the kind of herbs she uses to do things
Yeah.
and burning whatever for you every day. He's like, really? She's like, yeah. And it's like, where were your damn herbs when that baby died? How come them
Just
herbs didn't work then? And she's
yeah,
like,
I
I don't
don't
know,
know.
but they work for you. And then yeah, I think they
Yeah,
embrace and
he's got
kiss
the
or
necklace too, or
something.
he has something that she gave him
Yeah.
that he's still wearing. It's like a necklace with some sort of roots in them or herbs. It sounds like, yeah, there's a lot of like details in there. Like I think we find out in that scene that he was in the First World War, him and his brother. Yeah, and I guess we establish magic in this movie. Because I think even the scene you're talking about where she's kind of getting in his face, like the cinematography, I don't know if you noticed this, but like the background starts to get blurry and the audio starts to get a little wonky as she's kind of approaching him. So yeah, there's some magic shit happening in that scene, but yeah, eventually they embrace.
Embrace. and they fuck. And that's like that's a nice awkward scene. And the music in this movie is amazing.
Oh
There's lots
yeah,
of cool
so
stuff. They're
good.
mixing in a lot of like modern stuff in a period piece, which sometimes I don't like. Like, I thought we didn't really like it that much when they did it in Elvis, all
Yeah,
putting in that Doja Cat and stuff, and
totally.
Great Gatsby and things have done that. But in here, it's kind of tasteful,
Yeah, totally.
And yeah, I kind of like it. We'll get to more of that later when it really manifests itself.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, but she
Awesome
finally
scene, yeah.
agrees. Yeah, she finally agrees and goes with him. And then we can cut back to Stacky's. They're riding down this long ass plantation road. The cinematography in this movie is amazing. I guess it was filmed in IMAX, so it looked pretty cool in IMAX. Yeah, just long ass cotton fields, just as far as the eye can see, car bumping around through it. Looks awesome. Pull up on Cornbread. Is that Cornbread? It's like, hey, you motherfuckers, what are you doing back here? And it's like, we got a job for you. He's like, as you can see, I'm behind on my quotas. I got a job already. And then his wife's there. Oh, yeah, I think he says, this is my wife. Nice to meet you, ma'am. Takes his hat off. And we just need to borrow your husband for a minute. We got a man thing to talk about. And he's like, we don't got nothing to talk about. And I will. Oh, really? I think your wife might disagree when I offer you more money than. You know what to do with, or something like that.
Yeah, dude, it's so good. He says something like enough fucking money to whatever, and then he's like, "Hey, man, this is my wife. Like, have some respect." And he's like, "Or no, fuck your job." He's like, "I can't go with you. I got my quota. I need to." And he's like, "Fuck your job." And he's like, "Hey, relax. That's my wife. Have some respect." And he's like, "Fuck your wife." And he's like, "What?"
And he starts moving towards him. I'm gonna give you enough money. Tonight, your wife might finally put that prick in her mouth, and he's like, that just pushes him over the edge. But then the wife kind of stops him and says, "Wait, how much money?" And he looks at the wife like, "Hey, come on, what?"
So good. That's a good. Oh, he says the heels of the money. He's like, that's a good woman right there.
And then yeah, so now he's part of it. I don't remember. He's gonna be a doorman, I think. I
Yeah.
need a doorman. Right, yeah.
Because he's huge. Cornbread's a big motherfucker.
And then yeah, we they get to the barn, right? And then they just are gonna kind of set up. So we get some little bit of banter and then some montage type of shit of them setting up. And then we kind of oh yeah, and they were advertising for it when they were The one there with Slim. Was that his name? What the
Yeah,
fuck was that
Delta
guy's
Slim.
name?
Yeah.
Delta Slim. Yeah, and then there's a whole crowd coming around, and yeah, and they're telling him about where it's gonna be. He's gonna be drinking. I was like, you guys hungry? Yeah. You guys thirsty? Yeah. You guys ready to move till your sweaty bodies can't no more? Something like that's. Yeah, and I think then is when we kind of cut back to that person running away from people, right? And he's smoking.
Yeah, this is the first time we're introduced to, is it Remick? I think his name was. But yeah, he just like lands into frame and he's like fucking smoking and he runs towards this house. I think his name was Remick.
Yeah, I don't know. yeah, Remick, you got it. Jack O'Connell, Remick. Yeah, and he's smoking. And so from the movie so far, I'm thinking he was just attacked by somebody, maybe like burned or something. And yeah, he pulls up to the house. And I think it's a man and a wife with a guns on him because he looks pretty disheveled and just coming up on their house for no reason. I said, I'm sorry, it looks so weird. I'm in trouble. These Indians are after me. And the guy's like, there ain't no Indians around here. No
For hundreds
mo.
of years or whatever, yeah.
Yeah. And I think he Remick sees like a KKK hood
Yeah, the
back
garb.
behind the guy. Yeah. And that catches his eye. We don't quite know why. And then, yeah, he explains that, yeah, he's under attack. He just needs to sit for a minute. I don't remember how he gets him to let him in. Did he give him the gold coins?
He gave him the gold, and then I think we just cut away. I don't think we see the kind of the end of that scene. We don't actually see him get let in, but he does give them gold. And then we cut to kind of an establishing shot where all the Native Americans are rolling up on horseback and carriage, and there's like all these crows, and they got guns. And then the leader kind of comes up to the door and knocks, and then the woman fucking immediately
Yeah,
puts the
swim.
gun on
Hello,
her.
ma'am. We're looking for a man. We think he might have come through your property. Have you seen him? And we haven't seen anybody. He's very dangerous, ma'am. I just hope that you have not let him into your home. That would be a big mistake. Anyways, God bless you if you did. And yeah, I think one of the other natives are like, hey, the sun's going down. Let's get the hell out of here.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. And so they all leave, and that was pretty cool, like later getting to know that that was like a native fucking vampire hunting posse. That was kind of cool.
That's kind of
Like
cool.
that could be another fucking movie.
Oh
Like
yeah,
these
totally.
natives rolling around and, oh, no, and they're just going nuts and they're
That'd
hunting vampires, dude. That'd be
be
fucking
sick.
cool. So they leave. And then she leaves and like, yeah, those Indians left and where are y'all? And she's calling her husband's name and no one's answering. And she goes, far back in the house and opens the door and it's like, what the fuck? Why is this guy's name
Oh, Remick. I always want to say Riddick because it's so close to Riddick. Remick, yeah.
Remick is sitting there, I think, with a bloody mouth, and then the husband's like dead in a slump and it's like, it's not what it looks like. And
He's
she's
just
like,
resting, yeah.
yeah. Oh, yeah. Then the husband like gets up, and then we just kind of, with red eyes too, or
Yeah, those
something. And
cool red eyes, yeah.
yeah. And then we kind of cut away. We don't show the wife getting attacked, I don't think. And then we go back to, yeah, the party. I think now. They're expecting people to start show up,
Yeah, people are
right?
just
And
kind
then,
of like coming in and parties kind of starting to get going. People let through the door.
yeah, and they're showing up, and what's her name? Mary tries to come, right? And I think
Yeah,
she gets
Cornbread's
let
like, "Are
in
you
because
sure
she.
you're in the right place, ma'am?" And she's like, "Cornbread?" And he's like, "Mary?" And then
Little
he's like, "Oh my
Mary.
God." And then lets her in.
Yeah, then she sees Sammy and Sammy's telling her he's got to leave and I know the Stack twins and I'm gonna go get them and she's like, "You're little Sammy?" And then realizes that he kind of knows her, she kind of knows him. "You're old enough to drink now, let me buy you a whiskey." And they go up to the bar. And anyways, and Stack comes and talks to her. Tells her she's got to leave and she ain't leaving. And I think that's where we get more of the, I set up a life for you because I want you to be safe and then you come back here and do this shit.
Yeah, I thought that was a cool way to do it because the whole movie, there's like this butting of heads between the twin brothers and Mary, and you're not really understanding why. Especially when I think we get a little more backstory. Like it sounds like her mom let the twin brothers in and took care of them. I was trying to figure out like why the fuck do they hate each other? And it's because they like her so much that they're trying to protect her because a white woman and a black man in that time,
Yeah.
it caused problems. So I like that kind of relationship they have.
And I think they established that she said her dad was half black
Yeah, like
or
great-grandfather
something.
was black or something.
I don't think it was that far back. Maybe grandfather.
Maybe
Father or
grandfather,
grandfather.
yeah.
But I don't know what ethnicity Haley Steinfeld is,
I think that's
but
true. I think it was this morning. I was scrolling through social
yeah.
media. I think that's actually true. Like her
But
grandfather,
when they
whatever he
said
is.
it, I was like, I kind of see it now. I don't know if they're tricking me in the movie, just giving me factoids that I'm believing because I'm so invested in this. But I can see, I'm like, I can see it. She don't look
But apparently
all
that's
white.
true. Apparently that's true, yeah.
It's so funny. Jesse's like, "Do you know who that is?" I was like, "Yes, I know who that is." When she like first comes on screen, and I was like, "She's in fucking Marvel, dude. She's fucking Hawkeye." And she's like, "No, she's Josh Allen's fiance." I was like, "Yeah, I know that too, but I'm not gonna establish who she is by that." You know,
totally.
like she's an actor.
She's
I've
an
seen her
actor,
in stuff before I knew
yeah.
that. Thought that was funny. Women, oh, that's a fiance of Allen, you know. Yeah, and then yeah, she kind of catches on just from the menu because she's like, "What do you guys got to drink? We got Irish beer, Italian wine, and then I don't remember what else they said, but anyways, she's like, "Yeah, you guys are serving Italian beer or Italian wine, Irish beer." And okay, we now know that they went to go work for like Capone up in
Yeah, Capone
Chicago.
got name dropped. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, we got Capone for the Italians, and then we got the other side of the Irish in Chicago. And she's like, "You robbed both sides, didn't you? And you made them think it was the other ones." And he's like, "Girl, we come up these fantasy stories." She's like, "Yeah, it's only a matter of time before they find out." She's like, "They
All
ain't
your
gonna
problems
find
come here.
out."
Yeah. So good.
She's like, "You ain't safe here." Yeah, that was pretty good. And so yeah, they robbed the shit out of both sides and came back. And I like how Sammy earlier in the movie was talking about, "Man, I heard Chicago ain't no Jim Crow. Black man could do and say whatever he want, go wherever he wants." I'm like, "Don't believe everything you fucking hear. I read the
Yeah.
goddamn stories. I tell you what, Chicago ain't nothing but a plantation with tall buildings.
Yep.
That's why we came back here. It's better than to know the devil you live with." Yeah, that was pretty cool. So, yeah, then everyone's in the place, and music's playing, and then finally Sammy, I think one of the brothers does an introduction, like, "My little cousin here plays the blues," or no, actually, I think
Delta Slim. This is some stories
Delta.
I've been heard about a great musician all day. It's time for here,
Yeah,
Sammy, come up here.
and he comes up there and plays, and starts wailing, and this is one of the coolest scenes when,
Yeah, so good.
yeah, I think we even, I think, do we get a voiceover during this? Sometimes people play.
Yeah, the same lady and the same voiceover
Yeah,
from the beginning, yeah.
and then he's playing, and fucking all this visual shit's happening, like the like modern, like a 80s black guitarist
That was so cool. With
comes out and he's
the glasses.
playing, and there's like old ass tribe African people woman playing drums, and I think there's a couple,
DJs
yeah,
scratching,
DJ
yeah.
comes and a rapper, and because he's connecting with the future and past ancestors through this music, like we heard in the beginning, and yeah, and there's some just crazy visuals where like the barn burns down and they're just playing and everyone's dancing in a burned down barn, and yeah, so yeah, it attracted the evil because then we get Remick. He comes up and looks, and to him, he sees like the barn burned down, right? And he sees like just Sammy playing, and that's what's attracting him. He's like, "Oh my God!" And yeah, then they walk closer to the barn, and you can tell it's real, like it's not burned down, and he's just getting all this from the music. Yeah, and they try to get in. And Cornbread's like, "I think you're in the wrong place." He's like, "No, we just heard some great music and heard there was a party down here. And we'd love to join you. We play music too. We like to play. We got money to spend."
So
And then they
good.
start playing the little
Pick
song, the was it
the pocket or pick the Peter pocket or yeah, something like that.
pick the Robin clean. I pick the Robin clean. Talking about like picking apart a robin to eat it. I don't know. It was kind of dark, but it had a nice twang to it. When you sing into this can, it gives you 10 cents. You know, we're the Soggy Bottom Boys. We'd like to play. Yeah, then the brothers come out and listen, and like, "Yeah, they're pretty good. Sorry, this ain't for you. You can't come in here." And he's they're like, "Oh, we got money," and yeah, and he's like, "Oh, is this a white thing? We can't come in here because we're white." And I think he said, "This ain't a white thing. This is about get the fuck out of here thing." And then they see Mary, and they're like, "Oh, well, I think the woman sees her. Why'd she get in there? You know, she family.
Yeah, she okay? family.
She's like, well, we want to be family too. What if Father Night, we just pretend we are a family and we drink together, have all we want is fellowship and friendship. Mm-hmm. He's like, okay, I see you're not going to let us in. We're going to walk away and we're going to turn and walk away. We're going to walk away very slowly in case you change your mind. Yeah, and then we established earlier in the party that all these people are paying with plantation, like wooden coins, which we talked about are used at the general store.
Yeah.
Not real cash. And Smoke wants real cash. And Stack's like, well, these people ain't got real cash, man. This is our start. We got to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. Get them to like the place. And then we get some real cash flowing in. And he's like, this is all these people have. They've been looking forward to this all week, working their ass off.
Yeah.
Just, it's okay. And he's like, no, it ain't okay. And then, yeah, they do the numbers later. And it's like, they're in the red because they got more wooden coins than real coin.
Yeah, they said they run out of money in 2 months, I think is what he said. Yeah.
Yeah. And so Mary's like, well, what about those white folks that had money? He's like, what about them? I was like, well, I'll go out there and see if I can find them, see if they had some real money, at least get that money in here. And it's like, they'll talk to me about what they have more than they will to you. So he gives her a gun, and she goes out there. And they're all sitting there on a log. You know, they didn't leave. And they're just playing music. And it's pretty cool music.
Yeah.
They're playing. And she goes up and... Anyway, she's like, you guys got money? He's like, oh, yeah, we got money. Right here. She's like, what kind of money is this? He's like, oh, money from a different time. But it still spins.
Yeah, it's like a gold weird coins. Shaped piece of gold. Yeah, gold, yeah.
And it's a couple gold coins. Yeah. Yeah. From somewhere. And he's like, you need some fellowship. And she's like, no. He's like, yeah, I can feel the pain in you. Something has happened. She's like, my mother just passed away. And he's like, oh, aww. I knew it.
Yeah.
That is terrible. I wish I would have known you so I could stop that fate from happening to your mother. But I cannot. I can save you still. She's like, I don't need any saving. I don't talk. Oh, but you do, child. You do.
And then his eyes are red, and he's like, yeah. Drooling, and she's like, all right.
That's when she starts getting creeped out and tries to walk away. And then we kind of cut back to the party, and she's been gone a little bit.
Oh, we've got that comes back. Really cool, creepy scene. It still gives me kind of jitters. It's like she pulls a gun on him. And he's like, hey, now, then, you know, it's all good. And she, like, walks away. And in the background, you see Remick stand up and his eyes glowing red. And he kind of, like, walks, takes a couple, like, 10 feet towards her and then just lifts in the air. And then we just cut away.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, he can fly, but he never does it really any other time. Yeah. That'd be a convenient power to use.
Yeah.
And then she goes back to the party. It's like, well, are we going to stand there, Cornbread, or are you going to let me in? So now we're establishing that she has to be let in. She couldn't just walk back in. Mm-hmm. So he does. And she goes and finds...
Stack?
Yeah, Stack. And tries to seduce him and bring him back to the back room. And he's kind of apprehensive about that. And she's like, what, you can steal... beer and wine, but you can't steal my pussy for the night. And he's like, when you say it like that, yeah.
Let's go.
I'm obliged. As they go back in the back room, and why the fuck did Smoke need Stack at that moment? Oh, yeah, because there was that fight, right?
Yeah, is that why? They caught a guy with loaded die, and they beat the shit out of him, yeah.
Yeah, and someone got stabbed in the face, mm-hmm. cut up, and so he needs him, and Sammy goes to get him and opens the door, and they're having sex in there. And so he shuts the door, and then he goes back to Smoke. He said, I thought so. Would you get Stack? Said, you did. I tried, but he's busy in there.
He's busy, Mary, yeah. So I ain't going back in there.
I ain't going back there again. And he's like, yes, you motherfucking are. I told you to go get fucking Stack. I don't give a fuck what the fuck you're doing. Yeah. And so, then Smoke goes in there, and now Mary is chewing on Stack's neck, And I think she says it's not what it looks like too in that scene or something.
So she stands up just fucking covering blood. It's not what it looks like. Not what it
Yeah.
looks like, yeah.
Yeah, and then Stax just like, oh, just pouring out his neck. Oh yeah, and I just love it. He just looks at her, looks at him, instantly assesses the situation in his brain. Even though he loves her and has a history with her, just instantly, okay, this bitch is done. Like puts 10 shots in her, and then she like gets up and runs out. Oh yeah, and says, "Y'all gonna die
Yeah, we're
tonight,"
gonna kill every last one of you, or whatever.
and runs out. And then he's holding on to Stack, and he's got his hand on his neck, trying to keep the blood in and whatnot. Yeah, and then we from this part it starts to get crazy, and I start to lose kind of control of what was going on because it just crescendos real quick. It is very from Dusk Till Dawn how it's a completely different movie for I would probably more than three-fourths of the movie. I think the last 40 minutes is really when you get into the vampire stuff, kind of like until kind of like from Dusk Till Dawn. Because when Dusk Till Dawn came out, it was like, this is a cool, like, gangster kidnap kind of movie. I have no idea that it just takes a hard left turn. This one has a little more hints, but it also takes that hard left turn from this was just a gangster movie trying to make some coin, trying to establish a jive joint. And yeah, so it was really cool when it takes the turn. And yeah, and then I think at this time, Cornbread had left or something to take a piss too. And then his dumb ass is like, I think the musician watches the door and he's like, "Why don't you just piss right here?" Like, he just go right outside the door. He walks like a mile down trying to piss. I was like, that was stupid as hell, dude. There's no one outside. You just piss.
You're
Like,
in the middle of nowhere. Go
what are
around
you
the
afraid
corner.
of? Yeah, and then you hear all the Cornbread, the voices, and then the little firefly lights. There's fireflies flying everywhere, so you're not sure because sometimes their eyes are white, and sometimes they're red. And then you see like a red pair, and then yeah.
Right behind him, yeah.
And yeah, so and then the smokes old lady, Annie is talking to instantly is like, no, these vampires.
Yeah,
Or
well,
she
I
thinks
don't
they're
think she does it in the moment. I think she thinks something's up because why would Mary do that? And I think she even says, like, what did she say? And Sammy's like, we're gonna kill every last one of you. And she's like, she said we specifically. And she's like, and he's like, yeah. So she's starting to kind of piece together, but she doesn't have the vampire speech yet because she does convince Smoke to leave. Or actually, first she says, let's drag him outside. But I think she convinces him to lock the door. And while that happens, Cornbread walks up and he's very adamant about being let in instead of just walking in. So I think all these things are starting her to start to piece together. I think it's after the Cornbread situation, after Cornbread's attack, and she's like, yeah, these are vampires. But that was a cool scene. What do you mean you need to be let in? You've been coming in and out all night. And he's like, come on, man, I'm just trying to be polite. We just want to be polite around here. I want to be let in. Yeah, and then he's like, Stack was my ride. What am I supposed to do? Walk and smoke? I don't give a fuck what you do. Get the fuck out of here. And he's like, well, I want to get. Puts his hand out and she's like, careful. And then he slowly puts the money in the hand. And then Cornbread grabs his fucking hand, and yanks him outside, and tries to bite him and instant headshot and goes back inside. And that's when she's like, these motherfuckers are vampires.
Yeah, and the vampires come up, and Stack revives as a vampire. Oh no, that's a little bit later. But I think the vampires come up to the door again, and they're—I don't know—they're trying. Is this when they try to like negotiate and say, "Hey, we just..." Oh no. Okay, I remember the event. So after Stack gets bitten and she runs out and all that chaos, then they say, "Hey, the party's over." So they kick
Everyone get the
everybody
fuck
out.
out of here, yeah.
So everybody leaves, And everybody gets fucking turned because they left. And they're all out there waiting. And then when they come back, they have this fucking giant crew of like everybody that was in the party. And they try to negotiate, say, hey, you can live forever. We're just trying to save you. It's great. I know everything that they know. Once you become a vampire, we all share our thoughts and emotions. I know that the clan planned to kill you. And he's like, they weren't going to let you have this business. This is not a juke joint. This is a killing floor.
Yeah.
And he is the grand dragon wizard of the clan. And now that I've met him, I know their plan is to come and kill you all. So you don't want that, do you? And he's like, I'm trying to save you. I'm trying to create a fellowship.
And I love it too. He's like, maybe we'll come outside and we can go kill that bigot together. I mean, we might as well, or something like that. I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I think at this point, Stack has woken up and joined them, but that seems pretty good when he's knocking on the door and whatnot. And anyways, so they're just kind of holed up in there. And I think it was Stack, because he's already in there. He breaks through the door, so now he's in there. And I think the freaking voodoo lady gets him out by throwing pickled garlic on his face.
Yeah.
And so she's like, yep, definitely vampires. We need garlic, wood, silver. And they're just all this vampire lore already in the world.
Stake through the heart. Oh, yeah, sunlight.
Oh, yeah, and then they found a guy they thought was dead, and so they had to drag the body out. And then
bastard.
They, like, yeah, they all had to eat garlic, so they would, it was almost like the fuck was that movie?
The Thing? They do it in The Thing.
It's like a Thing, scene. We got to prove one of us ain't one of them. And then one of the ladies, I don't remember who it was, the singer, really didn't want to eat the garlic.
Perlene? Yeah, Perlene, yeah.
Perlene, yeah. I don't like garlic. Like, you're going to eat that fucking garlic.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I couldn't at least got the pickled one? It's like just raw garlic. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and I think the Asian guy gets killed, too, because she's like, we got to get the fuck out of here. Our daughter's at home. Go get the car. Like, I don't know why she thought that'd be a good idea.
Well,
like,
I think when they kick everybody out, at that moment, they just know Jack is
right then
dead or whatever. Goes, yeah. So she's like, go get the car. We're not brought here for this. We're here to serve people. Now the party's going. Go get the car. Yeah.
True. Yeah, so they get all their vampire fighting gear, and then, I mean, they show up again. Oh, they're trying to lure him out. So, Bo, the Asian guy, comes up and says, come on, baby, let's go. Car's ready. It's warmed up. We got to go. I don't remember the daughter's name, but she's waiting for us. And if you don't come out, maybe we'll just go pay her a visit ourselves.
She's like, no! Freaks the fuck out, yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, they threatened my daughter. It's like, no, they're just trying to get you outside. If they wanted to leave, they would have left already. They ain't going anywhere. And, she just freaks out and kind of says, come on in, you motherfuckers!
Yeah, I love that scene so much, because the whole movie you establish, they have to be let in, and the fact that she's like, aren't you a soldier? Like, and he's like, careful now, and he's like, you know, you walk up to the general store, someone's trying to rob your truck, you act then, but now my fucking husband, all these people out there are being turned, and you're going to fucking let them do it? How many
people your brother's are dead.
Kill? Yeah, and she's like, freaks the fuck out, come in here, motherfuckers!
It's like, if that ain't enough to fight, I don't know when the fuck you gonna fight.
Yeah, yeah. So good.
Yeah, and she wasn't supposed to say that. They're all kind of pissed at her for doing that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, <what? laughs> not the right move, but a cool moment nonetheless.
And then Remick just standing outside, you can't even like hear her because she's in there yelling it. And he just kind of, oh, really? So they all just fucking pour in and they're fighting and stabbing and it's a bloodbath. They're getting a couple, not many of them, I would say, but they're able to stab a couple of them. Smoke's doing pretty good. And then
his girl.
Oh, yeah. Asian.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the Asian lady has like a Molotov cocktail and she throws it at her. Well, she throws it at the main guy and it's he blocks it and like
hits
the
door. Yeah, I think it just swats it out. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And somehow, like, her husband catches on fire from it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're fighting. And it's like, she kills him with a stake, but she's on fire. And then it's like this cool shot of like her burned corpse, like
Yeah, with
hanging
the
over
stake in
him with the
there.
stake in him. Yeah, then Smoke's lady gets attacked, and he's fighting off an attack of his own, and looks over, "No, not you!" And it's Stack. He's
Yeah.
like, "I'm doing this for you, brother. We're gonna be together." Yeah, and then she already made Smoke promise that he would kill her if that happened, and so I don't remember why they kind of flushed out, but they did. All the vampires kind of like flushed out for a bit after the
Yeah.
initial attack, and so he goes to kill her, and or maybe it was just during the attack, because I remember Stack seeing him do it and was like pissed about it.
Yeah, him and Mary were pissed that he killed her. 'Cause I think that's because they wanted her. The fact that they can't have her, they were bummed about it. So yeah, I think they just run off.
Yeah, because they genuinely want, like, now that they're vampires, them to be vampires so they can
Yeah,
all
yeah.
live forever. And yeah, he kills her, and he's like, "No, I can't do it." And yeah, the lady's like, "No, you got to do it. I got someone waiting for me,
Like,
and
oh,
there's
yeah.
someone, and there's someone, and there's someone waiting for you, and we'll see you soon." And so he does it, and then da-da-da.
Yeah, and then Delta
I don't know.
Slim, kind of sacrifices himself. He like cuts his
Yeah.
arm. Oh, I should point out that all of the blood work is all, it looked like practical to me. Like all the blood, it looked all real, which is kind of cool. No digital blood. So that was kind of neat. But yeah, he kind of sacrifices himself while I think it's Smoke, Sammy, and Praline make it upstairs. And then Delta Slim gets eaten by a mob of the vampires. And then upstairs, they're attacked by both Remick and Stack. So Smoke is fighting Stack, and then Sammy and Remick have a skirmish. It kind of goes outside with Remick and Sammy. So we're cutting between both of those fights. Yeah, and then Remick kind of gets Sammy in the in like a pool of water or something, or like a lake.
Yeah, and he says some bullshit about why he wants him. I can't remember how it's going to help him, but to have one of those transcendent music people
Yeah.
will help him somehow. I don't know. I'm a little fuzzy on that.
Yeah,
He said, "You'll."
it's cool that this movie
Oh, because I remember now. He's like from Ireland a long time ago
Yeah.
when he became a vampire, and he hasn't seen his family, and he's stuck, and he hates it. And this guy can transcend through his music,
Their
so he wants
ancestry, yeah.
his ability so he can see his ancestors and once again see his family and all that. So yeah, that's why he wants him.
Yeah, and I thought that was a cool. I was not expecting, like, not only is this movie kind of a celebration of, like, black heritage and community and all that, but it's also a celebration of Irish, which I was not expecting at all. Like, there's a cool dance number with him. He's doing, like, an Irish dance
Yeah.
outside. Like, this is fucking cool. But even in
Yeah.
that moment, I think Sammy's like, what's the dear father out, who art in heaven?
Yeah.
And Remick kind of continues it, and he's
Start
like,
saying the
these
Lord's
are what the
Prayer.
people said to me when they took our land and
Yeah.
all this stuff. So, I don't know. There's a lot of like, he's not all bad. Like, there's reasons behind him, and they're kind of fucked up. But even though he's going about it in the wrong way, there's like a lot of pain there. You're like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and oh yeah, he hits him with the guitar, and the guitar's got that big silver disc in it, and it just gets lodged in his face, and then all the vampires feel the pain, like, "Ah!"
Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, you son of a bitch." And then how does he die? Is it Smoke that comes up and stabs
Yeah,
him?
Smoke stabs him from behind while the sun is coming up.
After you think he kills his brother.
Yeah.
So, or so he's hanging over Stack with a stake. We assume he kills him,
Yeah,
and
because
then
the whole thing is like they're nothing without one another. I think that's said multiple times where they're not, and I think Stack says that in that moment when he's hanging over, he's like, "I'm nothing without you." Yeah, and then we cut away.
yeah, and so he kills Remick, and then that's like right when the sun was coming up, so they were gonna die anyways, like in a couple
Yeah.
seconds. And so, because we've established, even if you kill the main vampire, the rest don't die, so the rest die because they're in the sun, they all burn up. And then he tells Sammy to don't do what they did. You go be a preacher's son, and you go live on that plantation for the rest of your life and just be safe. don't do what we did. And he's fighting him on. He's like, nope, fucking do it, man. And then sends him on his way, gives him the car. And he's like, what are you going to do? He's like, I got business to take care of. And then right then I knew, like, oh, are we going to go after the racist? Because that'd be fucking cool. Yeah, he does. He just stays at the barn until morning. And then, yeah, the Ku Klux Klan shows up with the guy who sold him the sawmill. And we gonna kill some folks today. It's going to be a bloodbath. Mm-hmm. And they knock on the doors, and no one's there.
It's locked.
And then, oh, yeah. And we established that they didn't have their crate. They keep talking about a crate full of all these weapons.
They mention it multiple times, yeah.
Yeah. And so now he has this crate, and he's out in the woods, and he's set up like Rambo, all hidden, taking people out. Gets out like a Tommy gun, and just spraying people down. Pretty fucking awesome scene. Yeah. from the trailer, you think he's doing this to vampires or monsters or whatever. But yeah, he's doing it to the KKK. And then, he tried to roll a cigarette after all this happened, and he's just shaking, so he couldn't do it. And then he goes up to the Grand Wizard, only has like one shot, and he's like, "Yeah, cigarette." He's like, "Fuck you, boy." And he's like,
and he like reloads his gun or something. Yeah,
yeah. And then he hands him a cigarette. And
he falls.
Yeah, then
down,
he kind of just
shot.
Yeah, he collapses. He only been shot once, though, which I thought was strange. Like, you would think in this movie you take more than one shot. Yeah. Okay. And it was just through the abdomen too, kind of to the side almost.
Mm-hmm.
I would think in movie logic you'd be okay. He falls to the side. And he looks over and he sees his lady with the baby, like breastfeeding it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "If you put that," and she's like, "You put that cigarette out, I'll let you hold him." And he immediately puts his cigarette out. And she's like, "I don't want all that smoke on the baby."
Mm-hmm.
And then the KKK Grand Wizard guy, I don't remember if he does something or says something.
He offers him a lot more money or something. "I'll give you back the money. I'll give you more." Yeah, he says something.
Oh, yes,
something
"I got money," but but he's interrupting the interaction he's having with his lady and his baby. So he just looks at him and empties the whole fucking clip into him. Just and the guy's like, "Ah!" It's like RoboCop. He's like, "Ah!"
So good, yeah.
He's like, "Shut up! I'm having a moment, dude." And so he dies there, and he holds the baby, and that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And then we cut back to the church and him being found by his preacher father, and then the dad saying, "Drop the guitar." Dropping the guitar would be letting go of this life he thought he wanted, and joining him on the plantation. And then we see that he doesn't. He's driving the car, and he's still got like the guitar in his hand, I think, when he's driving.
Yeah, he has the neck on his. He's holding it to his chest. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. And so he drives out, and then.
And we cut to, I think it says Chicago 1992, if I remember right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's playing some music in a club, and he's old, and he's got the scars.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I can't remember, some of this is a post-credits or a mid-credits scene, isn't it?
Yeah, so the movie Heart, like, so it says Chicago 1992, you see him on stage, you know, doing his thing with an audience, and then we cut to written by, we get the credits. And then mid-credits, we get the scene. I don't know if you want to go through it. Did you stay through that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So
it sucks that it is a mid-credits scene, because it's honestly the most emotional moment, at least for me, it was the most emotional moment of the film. It sucks that some people probably didn't get a chance to see it because they didn't know. But,
yeah. So guy comes in and says, "Hey, there's two people to see. I told them we're closed, but they said they got money, so you want to see him?" He's like, "Yeah, sure, put him in." And then come to the door is Stack and Mary, all 90s out. Stack's like a 90s rapper, and Mary's like a 90s B-girl, you know, looking sassy, got a fucking lollipop in her mouth and shit.
He's got some cool-ass shades, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, "Sammy." It's like, "Man, I've been following you. I like that old shit better."
Yeah, I got all your albums,
electric. Yeah. That new shit kind of, I don't know, but, and he's like, "I was wondering if I'd ever," Sammy's like, "I wondered if I'd ever see you guys again," and, I think he had something about you not dead, and he's like, "Well, smoke couldn't kill me, I guess I was the one person he couldn't kill."
Yeah, he said he let him live as long as you let Sammy alone, basically, yeah.
made me promise to leave you alone. But I've come now. And he like smells him. He's like, you ain't got much time left.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can help you. And you can continue to make music forever and be with us. But I'm just offering. And he's like, you know what? I think I've seen enough of this world.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's time to go. He's like, okay. And then they turn to leave. And then Sammy says, but wait. At least once a week, I wake up in the middle of the night consumed by fear about that night. But at the same time, before the sun went down, it was the best day of my life. I just want to know if you feel the same way. And he said, Stack says, yeah, I do. That was the last time I saw my brother. Mm-hmm. That was the last time I saw the sun. And he's like, you take care of yourself, Sammy.
For one night, we were free. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was great. Ah, yeah, it was awesome.
Tearjerker, man. Tearjerker. And by the way, it's not just the dialogue. We're cutting back to that day. We're kind of reliving the events of that day, and mm-hmm. everyone's happy, and the music swells up, and it's a beautiful moment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And during, I didn't mention, but during like a lot of the vampire fight, the more of that modern music stuff, they're playing like hard metal.
Yeah.
Like that was pretty cool. But yeah, but that ending was fucking awesome, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it. Fucking kind of a weird, different movie, which is always welcome. Liked it a lot. Coogler's first original was great, I thought. Michael B. Jordan fucking killed it.
Yeah.
Hailee Steinfeld getting second billing. I didn't think she was in it all that much, but she's good.
Yeah.
Sammy Kidd was great.
First
one. Yeah, all the characters.
I didn't know that.
Oh, was it? Nice. Yeah. All the characters and the Jim Crow South, I thought was done really well and was really interesting and cool to look at and
mm-hmm.
cool to do a period piece in, especially a period piece like this about vampires.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Liked it a lot. I had high hopes going in from the trailers and I wasn't disappointed. It's a fucking 9, baby.
Yeah.
Awesome. So fun.
Yeah, loved it, loved it, loved it. I went and saw it twice. Great movie, unlike anything I've seen in quite some time. It's just fun to see original movie with original voice and original style. Yeah, great acting. I would say watching it the second time, I think my favorite section of the movie is the first 40 to an hour. That first, when they're getting people and you're introduced to all the characters, there's like a momentum to it. It's so fun. It's funny. I forget funny this movie is. There's a lot of funny gags in this movie.
At the time, I thought it was a little slow.
That's what I thought too the first time. Yeah,
because I know how
our stuff. Yeah,
I know what we're building to, kind of. Uh-huh. But looking back on it after a couple hours after watching, I'm like, well, I really like that stuff. I really liked how it was like a different movie.
Totally, totally. Yeah, yeah, I felt that way the second time. I was like, man, this is just so much fun. And yeah, once the vampire stuff kicks in, it's still very entertaining, but I find it to be less interesting than I think the first 45 minutes are. But yeah, overall, love this movie. To me, this is a 9.3, so we're pretty close. Wow. Love the fuck out of this movie.
Yeah, 9.3 and a 9. Go check it out in theaters. Give these guys some money, man, because people making original, awesome movies like this, it's not happening as often. Yeah. As it used to and as it should. So I think we really need to support them and put some butts in the seats and some, you know, cash in the ticket till. All right. Totally. Go check it out. I don't think you'd be disappointed. I couldn't see anyone watching this, and maybe you think it's all right just on your movie tastes, but mm-hmm. most people are going to find it amazing. I'm sure of that.
Yep.
It's great. So go check it out in theaters now. Happy Easter, everybody, by the way.
Happy Easter.
And thanks for coming by, sharing a little bit of Easter with us. We appreciate it. As always, here on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Also on Apple Music and Spotify. Check us out wherever you do your podcasts. We'd appreciate you coming by. And until the next Beast. Peace.
Peace.